live EPL at the moment, and a shock scoreline there to tell us more. Andy Pascalides. G'day, Andy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm watching this on my iPad, and I'm, you know, it's a deserved lead. 2-0, 36 minutes almost up. Bournemouth scored in the 16th minute through Charlie Adams. And then a penalty in the 21st minute put away by Callum Wilson. They almost scored a third just before you came across to me. So this is going to be a huge result. Bournemouth are on 24 points mid-table. Arsenal would expect to get 3 points away from home and also to put the pressure on Chelsea. They're in fourth position on 40 points, two behind Man City and four behind Liverpool. So it's a big start to the game for the side that was paying $4.25 before kickoff if they could get the unlikely win.
Yeah, it'll be a big victory for Bournemouth if they knock over Arsenal. Aussie news from around the AFL. Midfielder Jackson Irvine is the target of interest from three English Championship clubs.
Yeah, now this is an unsung sort of player in a sense. Jackson sort of was in Scotland for a period of time before signing a record deal, £250,000 transfer to Burton Albion. But now you've got Huddersfield, where Aaron Moyes is doing so well. Birmingham and Wolves are all looking at him, and he's only 6 months into a three-year deal. He has been very impressive. He's only 23, and he's put away 8 goals, most goals by a midfielder in the Championship. So, you know, it's all about whether they want to make a quick kill in terms of making a lot of money, Burton. But they are, at the moment, 1 point above the relegation zone. They're on 25 points, just one ahead of Blackburn Rovers.
Hey, this was big news. Melbourne City, and they've enjoyed some success of late. John Van Skip has come in and said, look, I'm out. And obviously, for personal reasons, his father's very ill and he's going home to look after him. Michael Valkanis takes over. Who is the leading player to take over this? Would be a coveted position, I'd imagine, Andy.
Oh, mate, can you imagine the inbox?
Yeah.
Their emails will be going crazy over the next 24, 48 hours, over the next few days. Look, Valkanis will be the interim. In terms of locally, who are the candidates? Now, let's remember Ante Milicic has done a fantastic job at Melbourne Heart, where he started off as an assistant coach the first couple of seasons, and obviously with Popovich at Western Sydney now in the Australian setup. He'd be a contender. Gombau would be another contender.
Wow.
Gombau is working with the Ollie Roos. He's come back home the last 6 months. Overseas, oh, geez, there'll be a queue.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to come out to Australia and coach a club that's owned by the richest people in the world in terms of football? You know, they'll have so many candidates. It'll be crazy.
Yeah, they certainly will. Now, Matt Germain, he's off to South Korea.
Yeah, it's a bit of a blow, isn't it? Sydney have had such a great start. He's played in 11 of their 13 games and part of that premiership-winning side in his first in 2010. But, look, he's still on contract, so they'll get a nice transfer. He'll head off to South Korea, Suwon Blue Wings. And it's not an unfamiliar sight, is it, to see a good Australian player heading off to Asia? It'll continue to happen. In the interim, I suspect that Sebastian Ryle will partner Wilkinson in defence for their clash on Sunday against the Central Coast Mariners.
Let's go to the W League. Sydney FC, big win for them, and even Lisa Devanna can't help too much in a little cameo for Canberra.
Yeah, it was a good crowd too at Lambert Park yesterday. Over 1,000 people watched the W League and watched them absolutely belt Canberra United 6-1. Lisa came on with about 30-31 minutes remaining, couldn't really stem the flow. Congratulations to Sydney. Now, they've got the Sydney FC side on top of the A-League, and the W-League side is 4 points clear of Perth Glory at the top of the W-League. So it's all going to plan for the Sydney FC franchise in both the A-League and the W-League.
Jurgen Klopp, just feeling the pressure. You see the press conference after yesterday?
Yeah, Klopp and even Guardiola too.
Prep,
at
yeah.
City. Man, he was. I watched that interview live. He was so short with the interviewer, I should say. And, look, understandably so, and this is what happens when Chelsea are doing what they're doing. And remembering, too, with Chelsea, they've got a game in hand. So they're 5 points clear of Liverpool with a game in hand.
Mm. Apparently he was taking tips from Wayne Bennett when he was over there working with the English Rugby League side how to respond to interviewers.
You don't have to write everything back. It's okay.
You nearly have to. Good on you, Andy. We'll speak tomorrow.
Have a good one, boys.